Excuse me? Hi. I'm looking for the calculus 2 teacher. It says that this is the right room here, but I'm not really sure. I went to the performing arts school in the town over, so I didn't go to the local high school, and I've never really been here before for any reason. Oh no. I'm not lost. I'm not a student. I'm actually here for the parent teacher conference. No. No, sorry. Oh, I should have just started out by saying all this, but my sister is in your class, and our parents, they travel a lot and they're always all over. And so I am still living at home and I'm going to college nearby. So I take care of my sister and my brother, and well, I'm kind of like their parents, but not really their parents because I'm not really even old enough to be their parents. But anyway, I'm sorry, I'm rambling. I'm just really nervous. I'm just barely 18. I am not really used to being on this side of it. I'm really used to being on the other side of it. I'm just a little nervous, is all. Yeah. No, I'm not the legal guardian, but I do have, let me just look in here. I have a paper that my parents signed ever since I turned 18, and here it is. Oh my God, there's so many things in this purse. Here. If you check it out, everything is legit. It's notarized and signed by both of my parents, actually. And if you need to call them, their phone numbers are on the paper. And if you want, I can call them for you right now. That way you can know that I'm authorized to be here on my sister's behalf. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sure. I'll just take that back now. So I understand that my sister's not doing very well in this class. Oh, yeah. That's even worse than I think I would do if I was taking this class. Yeah. No, math doesn't really run in the family. I mean, I'm a performer and I sing and I act, and my parents are attorneys. They don't do math very well either, obviously. And well, I think my little brother actually is also an artist. Yeah, I think he draws a lot. I don't know, he's too young to tell. But anyway, okay, so what you're telling me is she's pretty much gonna fail this class no matter what. Okay. Is there any chance that she could get at least a C? I mean, is there any way that she could get an A on every single assignment that she does from now on? And maybe I can help her, even though I'm not very good at it, but maybe I can help her and we can do it together, and we can use the computer to watch videos and understand how to do it, and maybe I can teach her. Maybe she could do all her homework and tests and get A's from now on. So basically, what you're saying is that even if she got an A on everything, she still wouldn't pass? I mean, is there any way that she can do some extra credit assignments on the assignments that she already did? Or, I don't know, maybe, I don't know, I can't think of anything. Okay. So there's no way that she can try to get her grade up on the test that she's already taken, or the homework she's already submitted. Oh, what if? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I interrupted you. Go on. Oh, okay. Thank you. you kind of reminded me of my dad when you just said that. I guess it must be the gray hair and the really nice smile. But I'm sorry. I can't even remember what I was gonna say now. Oh, yeah. What if she writes like a paper, or what if she does a project? What if she helps you grade other classes and other quizzes? And what if she, I don't know, helps you organize all your stuff in your class? Is there any way that maybe if she did that, she could get a couple of points here or there? I mean, I'm not saying that you need to give her an A. I'm not saying that at all. I mean, I suppose you're not really gonna have to give her anything, and I mean, you're not bound to do anything for her because you're a teacher. And I'm sorry. I'm just so frustrated, and I'm so nervous for her, and I can't imagine being in her place right now. I'm just trying to think. I mean, like, maybe if she does any of that stuff, she could, I don't know, get like a C minus. I know that's passing. Oh boy. Okay. Fuck. Oh, I'm so sorry. I did not mean to say that. Is it funny? Is that why you're laughing? You're not mad? I'm not gonna get in trouble, and my sister isn't gonna get in trouble because I said fuck. I'm so sorry. I'm just gonna shut up now, like you speak. Okay. Okay. I guess that the tutoring would help, but I mean, you just said so yourself. If even if she gets an A on everything else for the rest of the semester, she's still not gonna get a passing grade. Yeah. I understand. I get it. Yeah, there's nothing left to do, I guess. I mean, we'll get her a tutor and help her learn these things so that she can know them for when she retakes the class next year, I guess. Well, I'd hate to have her do that, but well, it is what it is. I don't know. I really can't think of anything else right now, sir, so I guess I'll just pack up my stuff here and just take it with me and go give her the bad news. Well. Okay. There's an alternative. Okay. I mean, I'm all ears. Anything that can be done to make sure that she just passes this class. I mean, really need to understand, sir. She's really trying to make sure her GPA is good because she's trying to go to college and be a big name girl. And the college she wants to go to is very competitive, and it's one of those really highfalutin colleges, and it's very, very fancy and very hard to get into. So, I would hate to have something like this just totally destroy all of her dreams. And she's so smart, sir. She is so smart, and I know that she's not doing well in your class, but you must talk to the other teachers, and I mean, they have to know that she's so smart and so studious and so talented. And one day, I know she's going to be an amazing diplomat, and she's gonna go all over the world, and she's gonna make us look so good, and her dreams just can't come true if she fails this class. I mean, no one's gonna accept her in college if she fails her classes. I'm sorry. I know, I just sometimes get really passionate about things, and I just kind of continue rambling on about them, and I know that you were actually really trying to help her out. I just get so lost in the moment sometimes, and I can be so intense. But please, please, sir, please, please tell me what it is that we can do to make sure that she does well and at least just barely passes. Okay, so it's not gonna involve her. Oh, Yeah, well, of course. If there's anything I can do, I'll definitely do it. Okay, unconventional. I can do that. I'm very unconventional. That's actually kind of a staple of the personality of people who are in my field. Okay. Yeah, sure, of course. I promise I won't tell anybody about whatever it is we're going to discuss. I know that you could really get in trouble for trying to help my sister out, and I will never, ever tell anyone anything. And of course not. I would never get you in trouble. I mean, I would owe you my sister's future. There's no way. No way. Yes. Oh, it's that type of unconventional. yeah, I. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm blushing. It's just, this is not something normal for me. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You do think that's a good idea? Oh. Oh, and we could discuss the terms. Yeah, I mean, well, the specifics of what I have to do. Yeah. And I wouldn't have to do anything I didn't want to do. Oh, I think that. Well, that's a very generous offer. I'm okay. I just, oh, my chest is just heaving a little because I'm just trying to catch my breath. Feeling just a little bit faint. Sorry. Thank you. Thank you for holding me up. I was feeling a little bit overwhelmed. Sure. Sure, I'll take a seat. No, my breathing is fine. Oh, good Lord. I wasn't I wasn't prepared for that. I'm sorry. Sometimes sometimes I laugh when I'm nervous. I'm so sorry. This is not funny. This is not funny. I just oh my goodness. I'm so sorry. I need a moment to compose myself. Oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. Okay. No, I'm good now. No. Oh, really, I'm good. Oh my. How do I explain that? No. I'm not offended. No, I'm not offended in the least. Actually, I'm very flattered. Yeah, very, very flattered. A little too flattered. It seems kind of unreal that this is even happening to me. No, I've never been propositioned like that before. Especially not by an extremely attractive older man. No, this is literally the dream come true, sir. That's why that's why I thought it was so hard to believe. And, oh boy, I can't believe this is happening to me. No, it's just hard to compute. You see, I'm a very shy girl. I don't really talk to men at all. Especially not guys my age, so definitely not older men. Which, oh, I have a distinct weakness for. Sorry, let me just collect my thoughts for a moment. Okay, focus. Whew, focus, focus. Okay, so what I'm trying to say is, I'm so fucking moody. Yes. Yes, I will take that. That is an extremely fair offer. And, well, the only concern I would have is that I'm not really giving you anything out of this, and I'm really getting all of it out of it. So, I mean, if you really think that it's a fair trade for me to give myself to you as the, well, exchange or payment for helping my sister out a little bit, well, absolutely, yes, 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 yes. Especially when I get to choose what it is that I would like you to do to me and what I would like to do to you. Yeah. This is just too perfect. This is just too perfect. That's why I had a momentary lapse of reason or understanding there. Oh, no, sir. It's a fucking dream. I would be willing to do it right now if you want. Yeah. I always kind of had a fantasy about fucking in a classroom. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you laugh. Yes, yes, I know, I'm very shy, but, I do have a very dirty mouth for a very good girl. Oh, what can my dirty mouth do? Well, I guess I'll just have to show you. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, I can just get off this chair. And on my knees and just work on this belt of yours. It's very nice. Leather. I love leather. Well, what about the leather? Well, it feels really nice against the skin. Here, let me just take this completely. Just throw it on the ground. Yeah. I do know a little bit about leather myself. You taught me. Well, I guess that's just gonna have to be a conversation for another day. I have to zip your pants. Oh, fuck. Let me just pull these down a little and pull down your underwear. Oh my god. I have never seen a cock this close up before. Oh, fuck. Yeah, 2 seconds ago when I told you about how I know, it's porn. I watch a lot of porn. Oh my god, I watch so much fucking porn, but I've never been fucked, and I want to so bad. Oh, fuck. Wait, what are you doing? Why are you stopping me from taking your underwear off completely? What do you mean? Is this how I want to lose my virginity? Yes, absolutely. Yeah, a better time now than ever. Especially to a super fucking hot older man. Oh my god, this is literally the dream. I wouldn't want to lose it to anybody else. I mean, I'm not really losing anything. I'm just having sex for the first time. What's the big fucking deal? Oh, absolutely not. No, definitely not. I have not been saving myself. I just haven't found the right opportunity yet. Am I sure that I want to fuck you for the first time? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I definitely do. Especially after seeing that cock. No, it doesn't bother me that I don't know you. And it certainly doesn't bother me that I'm not having any feelings for you. I just really feel like I need to fuck this cock right now. Oh, that's a feeling that I'm having, alright. Yes. Yes, absolutely. Yes, I want you to be my first. Well, I don't know you very well, obviously. But, I mean, I would suppose that with age comes wisdom and knowledge and experience. And, I definitely want to have an experienced cock inside me for the first time. Yeah, I can't wait to feel what an orgasm feels with a cock inside me. I've had many already, but just with my fingers. So, yes, absolutely. Please, please, sir. Please, please, just let go of my wrists and let me grab your cock and suck it for the first time, and then take it in whichever hole you want to stick it into. Please. No. I mean, I haven't never done this before, but it looks really, really good whenever other people do it. And I mean, I've sucked my own fingers before, and oh, fuck, it's such an erotic thing. So please, please, sir. I promise that I'll be a good girl in that. I'll take your guidance, and I'll take your instruction, and I'll do whatever the fuck you want. Yes. Yes, sir. Oh, like this. Oh, and just look around it like this. Oh. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry I wrapped my lips around it before you ordered me to do so, but oh, I just felt right, sir. I just felt right. It just felt like I had to taste it like that. Oh, like I needed it in my tongue like that. And in my mouth. Okay, slow and steady. Oh, so I'll keep licking. Oh, licking around the head like that. I'm gonna slap your cock against my tongue. Is that good, sir? Can I please wrap my lips around your cock, sir? Please, please, please. Feels good. I like the taste of it, sir. I like the taste of you. You want me to take more into my mouth? Sure. Be easier if you just hold the back of my head and I don't know, just push me down and help me. Yes, sir. I want you to push my head down onto your cock. Just push my head down further. Oh, please. Push me harder. Oh, you could have put my head down much harder. Oh, and just thrust your cock into my throat, maybe. Oh, it doesn't matter if I gag her. Oh, just do it. Do it, please. Getting into it. Oh, fuck, it feels so good. Oh my god, it makes me so wet. I don't know why, because you're not touching me in any way. It's just, oh god, oh, your cock fits into my mouth. It's so good. It's like it's meant to be there. Fucking when I look up into your eyes with your cock all the way down in my throat. Oh, fuck, the way you look. Your moans, the way you bite your lip. It makes me want to suck you harder. Yeah. Okay, I understand. I have to be more gentle. I want it back in my mouth. Yes, sir. So you want me to stroke it? While I lick your balls? Yes, sir, but let me make it a little wetter. I've seen that in porn, too. Maybe I can fit both of them into my mouth. Fair. I was having a really good time. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, I think I could probably suck your cock all night. It's just a little taster. It's just a little taste. I'm not sucking it like before. I'm just licking her head. Just rubbing my tongue all over it. This funny little part in the bottom. This little piece of skin. I like how you responded to that. Okay. Okay. I'll just get back up then, I guess. Yes, sir. I am a very tall girl. Well, it doesn't make me feel ashamed when I wear high heels like this. I'm just as tall as you are. Does that mean that your cock is going to be at the perfect height to rail me against this desk? Yeah, you are. Okay, I'll definitely do that. I'll just get over here. Just bend over the desk. I'll just bend over like this. No, I don't want to turn around. I don't want to flip over so that we can have some very awkward romantic thing going on. No, I just want your cock and I want it buried as far into my pussy as possible. So please, just fuck me. Trust me, the consent is so fucking sexy, but I really just need you to wreck my pussy with your cock right now. Okay? Yeah, sounds good. Okay. You're just gonna slide in. Just a tip. Oh, can you slide in? Have more than just a tip, please, sir. No, just stings a little. I'm sure if you just shove the whole thing inside, it'll feel much better. Like ripping off a band-aid. Yeah, I want to try that. I'm fine. Just please start making it feel good again. I wish I would have done this earlier. I wish I would have done this sooner. Yes, very much, sir. Oh, I do like it very much. Oh, yes. That's perfectly fine. Yeah, I think my pussy's gotten accustomed to your cock now. Yeah, it's a nice rhythm, I guess. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'm just so used to watching girls get fucking railed that I really need you to do that to me. Yeah. Yeah, sir. Oh, good girl that needs to get absolutely wrecked. Oh, by the teacher's cock. Oh, yes, sir. Yes. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I forgot we were at school. Oh, be quiet. Oh, now you have to put your hand around my mouth and muffle my scream. That's gonna have to be another time. Yes. Yes, you heard me, sir. You heard me tell you that I need you to really drive in. So please, why did you stop? Why did you? Oh my god. Oh my god. Fuck. I can see why you stopped. Oh, because you're fucking driving into me now. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It feels so good. Please, please keep going. Please. Please keep going. Oh, fuck me like you mean it. Fuck me like I'm the one who's earning the cream. Yes, I am. Fuck. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm a good girl. Oh, yes, sir. I'm good. My girl has just finally gotten fucked. Oh, my cock is the first one that's ever been inside me. It's gonna be hard. It's gonna go anywhere else. Yes, sir. Please drive into me harder. I know we're fucking up everything that's on the table, but I don't give a fuck. Please, 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 sir. I know my legs are shaky, but please, keep going. Please. Oh, fuck. I don't regret it. I don't fucking regret it. Oh, this feels so fucking good. I can't fucking regret it. Oh, I can't fucking regret getting fucked by you. Oh, fuck. A dream. Oh, come. Oh, true. The first cock. It's gonna make me come. Oh, it's attached. It's a sexy fucking older man. Oh, I could probably be my dad. Yes, sir. Yes. Yeah, that makes it even harder for me. Oh my god, you're such a good fuck. I don't know any different. Whatever the fuck you're doing feels so good. Yes, sir, please take your fingers into my hips. Harder. Please make it hurt. Please make it hurt. Oh, sir, please. Oh my god. What? You just. You're about to come. Okay. I'm sure I'll get on my knees and turn around and. You want me to swallow it? Yes. Just like I sucked it before. Yes, sir. I really would know. I mean, I guess I'm a little disappointed that I didn't get to come on your cock, but I guess at the end of the day, it really is about my sister, and it's about pleasing you so that I can get her at least a passing grade, right? What do you mean you're not done with me? But you just came at my throat. Oh, I don't need to come. It's fine. You're insisting? Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, if you're insisting, I guess I'll just. Yeah, I guess I'll just have to let you. Actually, oh yeah, your fingers feel really nice sliding over my pussy like that. Oh, you want me to get up and sit on the desk? Okay. Like this. Yeah, just like that. Okay, what are you? Oh, you're getting on your knees. Oh my god. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's fine. Oh, that's more than fine. I knew that looked really good in videos. Oh, sure. sorry, your tongue. I'm sorry, your tongue. Oh my god. That's fucking perfect. Around. Oh my pussy. Oh my god. Such a shame your white shirt is all messed up now. After all of that, just stripped down on it. Oh my god, I made such a mess. The table's dirty, full of my squirt and cum on the floor. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'll help you clean it up right now. What? What do you mean, no? I have to clean it up. I can't leave it like this. You just want me to enjoy it? But I already came. Oh, yeah. The post-orgasm tingly. Yeah, I definitely feel that. Oh, they feel so good. Thank you so much, sir, for doing that. I really didn't need to come. It's not about me. Yeah. That's very nice of you to say. Thank you. I never realized I had a pretty pussy before. I mean, I don't know. It's just there, I guess. You wanted to taste me? Well, you saw how wet I was. Okay. Oh, okay. Well, I hope it was good. I hope you enjoyed how I tasted. Yeah. Yeah, actually, I've tasted myself before, but I don't know how I measure up to other girls. I mean, I really like it. I love sucking on my fingers after I've come, but I don't know if you'd like it. And I've never tasted squirt before. Yeah, of course I'd love to taste it. It's quite tasty. Oh, and you're quite tasty. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot that my face and my mouth are probably still full of all that spit from when I sucked your cock. I'm so sorry. I didn't realize that before. Oh, that doesn't bother you? Okay. Of course. Yeah, so I forgot why I was here in the first place. But so are you giving my sister a passing grade? Oh, on one condition. I thought this is all I had to do. Okay. I'd love to meet you for some coffee sometime this week. And of course, I would love to discuss any future opportunities that I may have. To, of course, just better her grade in this class and get to know her teacher a little bit better. Thank you, sir.